Athenum Gems in the studio. Ski Town, we got a special guest in the studio. The smartest man on the block. Tayshawn Seals, how you doing, King, man?
I'm all right. How about you?
All right, man. I say smartest man on the block. He is the valedictorian from Muskegon Heights, class of 2024. You're heading out to college over the weekend, right?
Yep.
What school are you going to?
Western Michigan University.
A Bronco!
Yeah.
What made you pick Western Michigan University?
Well, initially, the campus was beautiful. I heard they have a great psychology course. And my friend went.
Okay. Okay. I know two people that are very prominent men from Muskegon that went to Western Michigan University. One is Roy Roberts, who became the very first black executive for General Motors. He went to Western Michigan University, black guy. Mm-hmm. And then Dr. Dale Nailsbury, who ended up becoming the first black president of Muskegon Community College. So you and some, you're following money, man. They got money.
Man. I know it. Like, if you see in campus, that campus just spells money.
Yeah. Got good college, man. Your last couple years definitely was different, and your first year in high school was probably different because of COVID, right?
Yeah.
And then you...
It's fun.
It's terrible, right? I know you had to be upset when that happened, man.
Not at all.
Really?
I got to stay home.
Oh, my
God. I was real antisocial back then.
Really?
Yep.
So you're a whole different person now?
Completely.
Yeah. That speech you did for graduation, man, was... who helped you put that together? You did it by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
All by yourself?
Yep.
Did you practice in front of your mom?
No, she didn't want to hear it.
Really?
She wanted to be surprised when she heard it.
I know she was crying, right?
Mm-hmm. I had some of my classmates crying.
Oh, yeah, I recorded you, and I like, this kid is amazing. And I was just very, very impressed with your delivery, your articulation, and things you had to say. I just hope you don't forget about us poor folks when you make it.
No, I'm not. And funny thing about that speech was I only practiced it like 3 times. And that's why somebody said that it was quiet whenever I was doing it because I wasn't too close to the mic.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man. I mean,
you did it. You handled it, though, man. You handled it. You delivered on point. What can we do to make our school system better? If you can give us a few advice as the valedictorian from Muskegon Heights, the smartest kid on the block. And then we had Kale, who came in second. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Two young black boys. What kind of advice can you give us?
Listen to the kids. They are the future. They quite literally are the future. And whatever they... I don't want to say whatever they want, but of course give them what they need, but you got to also give them what they want for them that enjoy coming to school.
Right. What's some of the things that you feel like y'all lacked at Heights?
Activities.
After school activities?
Yeah.
Okay.
After school activities, in school activities, classes. They don't have like AP classes, none of that. I asked them for AP classes and just more challenge and stuff. It's not...
It was too easy for you.
Yes.
Wow. So if you wanted to take AP classes, what did you have to do? You had to go out to the tech center or what? You had to go to another school?
The tech center is kind of like a trade school. It's okay. Like just a certain skill that you could choose to learn. I did cybersecurity and then I did culinary my last year.
Okay.
And no, we just never had AP classes. You would have to go to a different school with AP classes, like Muskegon.
Wow. Wow. Well, I hope they have it this year. I did not know that. That's what I took in high school.
Apparently, they doing something kind of nice this year, I think. Like, they doing A days and B days. Like, that would have been cool if we did that.
I don't know what that means.
on A day, you have a certain set of classes at such and such time. And on B days, you got a different set of classes.
Okay.
So, you're just not doing all class in one day like we used to do.
Okay. You don't like that then. That's okay. Tell me, you 300 pounds, man. Why you didn't play football?
Asthma. Wow. It was all asthma. And I don't want to blame it completely on asthma because I just wasn't interested in sports at all.
But you solid, though.
Mm-hmm. I work out. I didn't find sports fun. I found basketball fun here and there, but football.
Did you play basketball?
Mm-mm.
Wow. And how often do you work out now?
about 3 to 5 times a week.
This dude I try to anyway. Pick up this whole Maze and Wright Media Center if he want to.
Now it's hard to go because I'm moving.
You're moving. So you're heading off to Weston. What day you leave?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. U-Haul truck or what? How y'all moving?
Taking a few cars.
You're going to be in the dorms, right? You're a freshman, mm-hmm. So you got to stay in the dorms. And you want to go ahead and shout out your family, man, mom and dad and your siblings?
All right, shout out to my mama, Tasha Seals. Shout out to my father, Perry Seals Jr. Shout out to my brother and my sister, Perry Seals and Tasia White. Okay. And shout out to my other brother, Keontae Jackson. Shout out to my other brother. What's his name? 300 Seals. Shout out to my sister, Rashonda McDaniel. I think she changed her name because she got married. And shout out to my friend, my best friend, Deontay Mayhew. And shout out to my other friends, Jaquise Rogers, Lawrence Pascal. It's more. I'm blanking on the names right now.
It's a lot.
But
it's okay.
They really made me who I am. I appreciate every single one of them.
Wow. And so your group kind of like kept you together. Y'all would challenge each other?
Quite literally.
Yeah.
They kept me on my toes. Well, when it comes to social wise, they always would make fun of about how I'm not connected with school and stuff like that. Cause they would be like, such and such did such and such. And I'd be like, who was that? And right. they'd just be like, you live under a rock. Which I don't blame them for. I do.
You do. And nothing wrong with that. You stand out of trouble though.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the number one in your school. You're going to college on a scholarship. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I got a few more people. Kimari, and you got Kamaya. You got who else? I think that's
it.
It ain't it. But I'm blanking. Oh, Prashad Andrews. Yeah.
Okay. How come? Can they follow you on social media?
Yes, they can.
Which one?
Instagram. It's called TAI.RDK. And that's me.
All right. And you probably don't do Facebook, but they say that's for old.
Well, it is on me. It's just Tyson Seals, but I don't really use it.
Yeah, they say that's for old folks now. The young folks they not on Facebook anymore.
I mean, they are. I just don't know how they do it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't want to sound old, but it's hard to navigate for me.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I cannot find anything on there.
Right. Thanks for stopping by, man. Proud of you. When you come back for your break, let's keep in contact, okay?
For sure.
Please. I would love to get you to go on that trip with us next year to Ghana. So we'll figure out.
Yes, sir.
We get DJ Q89, who has a lot of money. We'll get him to be one of your sponsors. And then we can make it happen. All right, family. Going back to my music. Saturday Night Jams.